Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science and we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And today we're very glad to have with us an astrophysicist all the way from the Netherlands, Professor Heino Falken. He is the author of an exciting new book called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe and Us. It was a few years ago that for the first time in history, an image, a photographic image of a black hole was revealed to the people of the world. It made headlines around the entire planet, and so we'll talk to one of the people involved with that historic photograph, the first ever image of a black hole in the galaxy M87. But let me also say, first of all, that if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. Our hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the city you're calling from, and the city you're calling from, and then bingo, maybe you can ask a question and get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Also, let me make an announcement, and that is my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, is an international bestseller. It hit the New York Times bestseller list a few weeks ago, the Amazon bestseller list in the United Kingdom and the United States, and also the independent booksellers in bestseller list. And so what is the excitement all about? Well, you know, it was Albert Einstein who spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after a theory of everything, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. It was an incredible quest, and he failed. But today we actually have a candidate for the theory of everything. It's not proven yet. It is quite controversial. Nobel Prize winners in physics have split, in fact, on the question. The theory is called string theory. You know, 2,000 years ago, the Greeks were also asking the question, is there a rhyme or reason to the universe? Is there a theme, a paradigm? Is there some kind of rhythm to the universe itself? Pythagoras, the great mathematician, said it is music that is the unifying theme of the universe, the music of vibrating strings. He looked at a lyre, and he found that when he plucked the lyre string, the lower the note, the longer the string. And then he went by a blacksmith shop, and he saw a sword being made. The longer the sword, the lower the sound the blacksmith made when he pounded on the sword. And then Pythagoras said, bingo, mathematics, the mathematics of resonances on a string, that is rich enough to explain the vast diversity of everything we see around us in the universe. But, of course, well, the Roman Empire fell apart, and the theory went into darkness for 1,000 years. For 1,000 years, there was witchcraft, sorcery, magic, and people forgot about this grand idea of creating a cosmic theme which can unify the universe. Well, today we have string theory. Now, let me explain how it works. If I have an electron and I had a super microscope, I would see that it's not a dot at all. It's actually, potentially, a vibrating rubber band. When you twang it, it vibrates at a different frequency and it becomes a neutrino. You twang it again, it becomes a quark. You twang it again, it becomes a gauge particle. You twang it enough times and you get all the subatomic particles that we've cataloged tediously over the last 50 years since the end of World War II. Billions of dollars have been spent cataloging this zoo of subatomic particles. And is there any rhyme or reason to them? Well, just 3 weeks ago, at Fermilab outside Chicago, the first crack in the standard model of a subatomic particles emerged, causing tremendous excitement. Could this be a clue that there's a higher theory out there? A higher theory that allows us to summarize the vast diversity of subatomic particles that we've gotten from the Large Hadron Collider. Well, find out by getting a copy of my book. My book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, The Quest to, quote, read the mind of God. Well, let's now talk about black holes. There's a new book, Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us, which talks about the fact that history was made a few years ago when scientists were able to actually take a photographic image of a black hole in another galaxy. The book is by Professor Heino Falke, and he's a professor of astrophysics at the University of Radboud in the Netherlands. And we're very honored to have him all the way from Europe on Science Fantastic. So, Professor Falke, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm glad I can be with you today.
Okay, well, the first question we always ask our guests is, when you were a youth, think back now when you were a kid, what steered you in the direction of science and then in the direction of astronomy? What was it? Was it a book, a trip, something your parents said? What steered you in that direction?
Well, the first thing I can really remember was actually the moon landing. It was Apollo 15, actually. I was a little kid, 4.5 years old, and I saw... In fact, I was the only one in the room watching it because it was already old news. The adults had already seen the previous moon landings and they were tired of it. But I was glued to the television and watched it for hours while the other kids were playing outside on the street. And I was following it and I seeing these people running around on the moon. I was thinking, wow, you can run around on the moon. And, you know, I already intuitively understood that this was a big, amazing thing that happened. By the way, they landed the Falcon on the moon, which fitted my name. So that's Falcon means Falcon in English. So that was quite funny. That was an inspiring moment. And I think my grandmother was the other inspiring person because she's from really East Germany, which is now Russia. And she grew up in a very rural area and she wanted to become an astronomer, seeing all the stars up there. And she wasn't allowed to because she was a woman. She was allowed to study English, nonetheless, not natural sciences. Nowadays, of course, we are blessed to have so many women in science. But at the time, that was a dream that wasn't, you know, allowed to come true for her. So I think she instills a little bit of that passion in me as well.
Okay. And then what steered you in the direction of astronomy and specifically research in black holes?
Well, I was always a curious kid. You know, I'm this nuisance, you know, kid, and ask always why, and you get, you know, further, and why is that, and what's behind that, and, you know, what's behind the heaven, what's behind heaven, and what's there, and so forth. So I was, you know, going all the way through the fundamental questions that I was interested in. And so I really want to go, you know, I really, from my studies, I want to go to the ends of space and time, literally. So where really the fundamental new questions are. And I was doing my studies. Black holes were clearly, you know, at the center of what would be new. Because one of the, you know, you were talking about the unification of the big theories, right? And one of the outstanding questions still is, how do you get gravity and quantum physics together? How do they rhyme? And at the edge of black holes, they fail, right? It's a big question. You know, how do you describe black holes with a quantum theory and general relativity of Albert Einstein? That was already, you know, known through the work of Hawking and others in the 90s. And astrophysics was starting to discover black holes in the nuclei of galaxies and quasars.
Okay, I know. We have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And maybe you can have your question aired on 100 radio stations and the internet, which carry Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we talk about the greatest mysteries in the universe, black holes.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today, all the way from the Netherlands, is Professor Heino Falke. He's a professor of astrophysics in the Netherlands at the University of Radboud. And his new book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. Well, let's wind the videotape backwards now and go back into the past. We're now in the 1700s, and there's a clergyman by the name of John Michell. He was familiar with Newton's laws of gravity, and he made a prediction that there should be a new kind of star out there called the dark star. So, Professor Falke, can you tell us about John Michell and the fact that by using Newton's laws of gravity hundreds of years ago, he predicted the existence of what we now call black holes?
Yeah, that was an amazing fart. It was actually a little thing. It was not a big theory that he developed, but he was just saying, you know, look, if there's a star which has such a strong gravity that it can actually attract light, and if the gravity is stronger than you know, light, you know, it could escape from, you would have a dark star. And the only way you could see it is from the planets going around. You would not see any light and emission coming from it. But you would see planets maybe orbiting around it. And you could only see it through the force of gravity. And that was actually a very radical and innovative thought. And already the idea that light could be bent by gravity was very amazing, and had to do with the nature of light. Is light a particle or is light a wave? And it really took until Einstein that this question was resolved. And you know, it was shown that light can be particle and wave at the same time. It's both. And that gravity can actually deflect light by deforming space-time. So light actually is deflected. And then it was actually Einstein who didn't really believe in black holes. It was, you know, a mathematician, Schwarzschild, a physicist, who, you know, first calculated the equations that describe a black hole. And then you could actually see that light is actually going in circles around that object. If you have a lot of gravity, a lot of mass compacted into one little point, and then, you know, light could go in a circle. And you would have a region which later become known, many decades later only became known as the event horizon, where light would actually not be able to escape anymore. It would be completely dark. Light would be trapped, as would be any other information. And Einstein thought these kind of objects cannot exist. They cannot
fall. Okay, so Einstein, yeah, as I understand, writes a paper trying to disprove the formation of a black hole, showing that the swirling gas will never condense into a black hole. But then comes J. Robert Oppenheimer, the man who would later build the atomic bomb, and he comes up with a new mechanism to create a black hole, not swirling gas, which will not condense into a black hole, but an implosion method. So explain to us what Professor Oppenheimer proposed, which we think is the way to create a black hole.
Yeah, now what we know today, how black holes are created in the first place, and that's pretty much the seed that Oppenheimer laid, is that you have a star which comes to the end of his lifetime, its lifetime, and it starts to collapse. And then gravity takes over, the matter will be compressed more and more, and if you have a lot of matter compressed into small area, the gravitational attraction of it will become stronger and stronger. And so, you know, you have to have more and more force and more energy to keep the star stable. At some point, gravity wins, and there's no force in nature that can stabilize this collapse. And so gravity will become just stronger as a runaway process. It will, you know, collapse into a point, essentially. It looks like this should collapse into a point forever from the outside. A never-ending collapse into an ever smaller space that becomes a small point. And,
so
you know, we see these things happening. You know, big explosions, mm-hmm, supernova explosions. And Oppenheimer wasn't far away from big explosions, we know.
Yeah, in fact, it's said by historians that this implosion method of creating a black hole, he actually used to create the Nagasaki bomb. The Nagasaki bomb was also based on imploding plutonium rather than imploding hydrogen in the star. But the idea of implosion came from a black hole and was later used to build the atomic bomb. But anyway, let's move on now, because people realize mathematically that if you fall into a black hole, all sorts of distortions take place. In fact, Arthur Eddington, famous astronomer who verified Einstein's theory, said that this is so crazy that there should be a law preventing stars from behaving this way. So what happens if you fall into a black hole?
Actually, if you fall into a black hole, nothing special seems to happen. You approach the black hole and you see this big darkness in front of you. And once you go through the event horizon, you see actually the entire universe, the light of the universe condensed into one little flash of light. And then you go in, into this black hole, you're still alive. In fact, if you have a very big supermassive black hole, then you can actually survive falling into a black hole, at least for a little while. And you keep falling. But the point is, actually, then space itself will actually drag you towards the singularity. You're traveling, so to speak. You could stand still in time, but space will drag you towards a central singularity and will crush you to death in the end. If the black hole is rotating, which is also possible, you know, you're not crushed into a point, but all the matter is sort of collected into a ring. And then the inside of a black hole becomes completely crazy. You could actually travel in time. You could start now and come back, you know, now again by, you know, rotating around that ring-like singularity. So really cause and effect seems to change. From the outside, you will not see anything what's happening there. You will only see you falling towards the event horizon, and you would see time slow down, getting slower and slower every time. If you manage to escape from a black hole before you go in, you'll be at a very different age from where you started. You'll still be young, while your sibling, for example, has become an old man or an old woman, because time is slowed down near black holes. So really, the laws of physics, you know, they're okay until the event horizon, and afterwards, they become a bit crazy, so to speak. And black holes really, you know, challenge our intuition of how physics works and how space and time are actually behaving.
Okay, so let's summarize this, because Hollywood, of course, has had numerous depictions of this process. So you're saying that as you fall into the black hole, if you're in the frame of the rocket ship, you feel basically not too much. Distortions are minimal, but from the outside, all sorts of distortions take place. Time slows down, things like that happen. But also there's a process called spaghettification. So explain to us what happens when your body turns into spaghetti.
Well, I haven't experienced that yet, so I can't give you all the details, unfortunately, or fortunately, perhaps. If you're falling into a small black hole, and a small black hole, I mean something that's, you know, tens of miles in radius, that's created by the explosion of a star, then you are rotating around this black hole in milliseconds. You know, you within a second, you can rotate a few thousand times around that black hole. It's a whirlwind of rotation. And then your feet are attracted a bit more strongly than your head, because you're closer to the black hole than your head. And so it's dragged further and faster around the black hole. You wind up, you become a long spaghetti wound up around this black hole. I suspect this will be a very unpleasant experience, I must say. That's why, you know, if you ever decide to jump into a black hole, pick a really big one. You know, pick the one that we looked up, that we made the image of, M87. It's 6 billion stars, you know, black holes that combined into one supermassive black hole. And then, you know, it's so big. It's the size of our solar system. It's like a bit larger than our solar system even. Then the difference between your feet and your head are really minimal. And so you're not going to be spaghettified. You get into the black hole into one piece.
Let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Professor Heino Falke. He is the author of the book, Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. Stay tuned as we continue a discussion of black holes on Science Fantastic. And give us a call. The number is 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows failed to appear before a deposition before a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riots. His hearing was scheduled to begin at 10 o'clock, but a few minutes past 10, committee staff and investigators exited the room. Meadows' attorney, George Terwilliger, suggested his client may not cooperate. He said that Meadows wants a court to resolve Trump's claim of executive privilege before cooperating with the investigation. White House officials said that Terwilliger is wrong on both the facts and the law. On Thursday, a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the National Archives from releasing Trump's White House records ahead of oral arguments for Trump's appeal, which is scheduled for November 30th. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon was held in contempt of Congress for his refusal to comply with the committee subpoena. This is USA Radio News. A judge in Los Angeles has officially ended Britney Spears' conservatorship. The decision comes more than a month after a judge suspended Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, as her conservator. Spears has been working to end her conservatorship for more than a year, accusing Jamie Spears of conservator abuse, including using her estate and finances for his own benefit, and attempting to control her career and personal life. Her father became her legal guardian in 2008, taking over all her financial decisions during mental health concerns at the time. Jamie Spears fought his daughter in court until last August, when he then finally agreed to step down as her conservator. Britney Spears supporters gathered outside the courthouse, cheering and throwing confetti when they learned of the judge's decision. Spears posted a video from the crowd on Instagram, writing, "I think I'm going to cry the rest of the day. Best day ever. Best day ever. Praise the Lord." You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site. We have 4.5 million fans on Facebook, and you may want to pick up a copy of my latest book. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. The quest for an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow us, in the words of Albert Einstein, to, quote, read the mind of God. We have hundreds of physicists working at the Large Hadron Collider, also Fermi Laboratory, trying to find order in the chaos of subatomic particles And some people think that we need a higher paradigm, a unifying theme. Perhaps that theme could be music. The music of subatomic particles. So that if you had a microscope and could peer into an electron, you would see that it's a rubber band, a vibrating rubber band that can change frequencies and turn into different particles. So physics would be the harmonies you can write on these superstrings. And then chemistry would be the melodies you can play when these strings bump into each other. The universe would then be a symphony of strings. And then the mind of God would be cosmic music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace. That would be a candidate for the mind of God. Well, as you can imagine, Nobel Prize winners have split on this question. Some people think that, well, how do you test the theory of everything when each solution is an entire universe? Well, we have plans to test aspects of the theory. The Japanese, the Chinese, and the Europeans are already putting in requests to build the successor to the Large Hadron Collider, a new atom smasher, even more powerful than the previous one. Not to mention that Fermilab, just a few weeks ago, found a deviation in the standard model. Is that an indication that there's a higher theory beyond the standard model? And new satellites are going to be launched. LISA, Interferometry Space Antenna, will give us baby pictures of the infant universe, maybe a trillionth of a second after its birth. And we'll have baby pictures of the universe emerging from the womb. And maybe, just maybe, physicists speculate that we'll have evidence of an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord detected by gravity wave detectors in outer space, connecting our infant universe to a mother universe. Well, find out what all the excitement is about. Once again, the book is now an international bestseller. The book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. But with us today is Professor Heino Falcom, author of the book Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And we're talking about, well, what happens when you fall into a black hole. Not very pleasant. But some people ask the question, well, will the sun become a black hole? Well, probably not. You have to squeeze the sun down to about 2 miles. And our sun is not going to be squeezed down to 2 miles, so don't worry, we're not going to fall into a black hole. But what about the black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy? So, Professor Falcom, what is known about this monster black hole in our own backyard in the Milky Way galaxy in the constellation Sagittarius? Tell us about our own home black hole.
Oh, it's actually by far my favorite black hole. It's the one that I worked on during my PhD, and that really set the course of my scientific life. At the time, we weren't really sure. There were some speculations. Sir Martin Rees, Astronomer Royal, actually at some point said, if you see all these black holes out there in the universe, we should have a black hole, a supermassive black hole in the center of our own Milky Way still around, because black holes don't evaporate so quickly.
Oh, excuse me. We have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the black hole in our own backyard with Professor Heino Falcom, and the book is called Light in the Darkness. Stay tuned as we continue a discussion of black holes in our backyard on Science Fantastic.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us all the way from the Netherlands is Professor Heino Falke, author of the book Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And we're talking about, well, the black hole in our own backyard, the Milky Way galaxy, dead center of the center, the galactic nuclei of the Milky Way galaxy. There is a monster black hole, maybe 2 to 4 million times the mass of our sun. And, well, one day we're going to get close-up shots of that black hole, too. So tell us a little bit about now the black hole in our own backyard.
Yeah, it was found in 1974. They found a radio source, some radio-emitting very small object, and it looked to be very much in the center. And then, when I started my PhD, people used infrared cameras, near-infrared cameras that came from, actually, night vision cameras. And they would be able to look through the dust of our galaxy, which was obscuring our view, and they saw stars. And they saw stars moving in the center of a Milky Way, actually not moving every hour, but moving from one year to the next. And you would see stars going around in a perfect ellipse on a 16-year time scale. Like a planet goes around the sun, that star would go around with 10,000 kilometers per second, or about 10,000 miles per second, around that particular radio source. If you take, Kepler's laws of, the planet motion around the sun, you can determine what mass you need in order to keep stars tight in the center of the galaxy if they move so fast. And you need 4 million times the mass of the sun concentrated in that radio source into a very small region. And I was, looking at this and trying to explain the radio emission of this, and I realized that a certain type of radio emission, a certain frequency, a certain color of the radio emission would come from almost near the event horizon. And that was exciting, because I was thinking, how would a black hole look like if you illuminate it with light from all directions? Well, you see a darkness. You see the darkness of the shadow. You see a shadow of the black hole. And that shadow, something it took me a little while to realize, it's actually a little bit larger than the black hole itself, because the black hole acts as a lens. It magnifies itself. See a reasonably large shadow. And, that that shadow would be the size of a mustard seed in New York as seen from Europe. You know, you need a telescope with which you'll be able to read the New York Times from Europe, right? The New York Times that you have in New York. Such a big telescope you would need to have. But then if you have this, you would be able to see that darkness, that shadow. And that was a prediction we made. And we also knew at the time how to build such a telescope. You need just a telescope the size of the world. Well, you can do this by combining telescopes, by combining them virtually into a network that creates a virtual telescope in the computer that acts as if the entire world were a big radio telescope. And that gives you the resolution to peer into the heart of our Milky Way and potentially resolve that shadow. And that was the idea. And that was such an amazing moment, you know, when I realized, wow, that's possible. We may be able to see a black hole. That was 25 years ago. And it took almost 25 years to realize this. And two years ago, we succeeded, not with this source yet, but with another black hole in another galaxy, but equally beautiful.
Now, your group made world history by showing us the image of M87's black hole, a nearby galaxy. When will your group also release the first photograph of our own homegrown black hole in the Milky Way galaxy? Is that coming pretty soon?
That's our big dream, of course. I cannot, I'm not allowed to tell you when and what we will show. I mean, that's still a secret. But I can tell you we are working on it, and we'll try to get it to you as soon as possible, and hope that this year we can be able to publish some results on this.
Now, in the media, it was reported that the accuracy of your radio telescope, super radio telescope, is so sensitive that you could detect an orange on the moon from the Earth. Is that right? That you could actually detect something the size of an orange on the moon? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of light in the darkness, black holes, the universe, and us. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Professor Heino Falke. The book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And we were very fortunate to get him all the way from the Netherlands, where he is a professor of astrophysics. Well, when we last left off, we were talking about black holes and how to detect them. Traditionally, it was thought that we would never be able to detect the event horizon of a black hole because they're so far away. But a radio telescope is simply not powerful enough to resolve a black hole. So what this group does was they lash together several black holes to create an effective, gigantic radio telescope the size of the planet Earth. And according to the media reports, this effective radio telescope is so sensitive that it can discern an orange on the moon from the planet Earth. Is that right? Is that how sensitive this effective radio telescope was?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, would even be a tennis ball, which I think is a little bit smaller than an orange. Or as I said, a mustard seed in New York is seen from Europe. Yeah, and that's what you can do by using the perspective from all parts of the world and combining them, because you're looking from a slightly different angles. And what we do is we actually record the radio waves that come from outer space, record them on actually hard drives, we store the waves, and then we can process and do what a telescope would do, a big reflector dish, you know, would reflect the light and would focus it and bring and combine the light in the focus. We do that in the computer. And that, you know, gives you something that is, you know, a telescope the size of the Earth.
Okay, now let me ask you a question that comes out of science fiction, but also mathematics. Mathematician Roy Kerr found a solution of Einstein's equation back in the 60s with a rotating black hole, as you mentioned. It collapses to a ring, not a dot. But if you fall through the ring, you wind up in a parallel universe. You go through what is called the Einstein-Rosen bridge. Now, this is, of course, pure mathematics. We live in a physical universe. We want to know what really happens. But what are your thoughts? What's the latest developments in terms of what happens if you fall through a black hole's event horizon, through this ring at the very center? Do you wind up in a parallel universe, never to come back? Or are you simply crushed to death? Or what do you think happens?
Well, I think we can agree on you'll never come back. That part I think we can agree on. The calculations really in the innermost inside of black holes are going to be very difficult. Right now, people don't think that a Kerr black hole, the one you described, actually are gates to a different universe. They are not traversable. in order to create a traversable wormhole, you actually need to invent a certain type of matter, not antimatter that we know, but matter with negative energy. And you'd have to keep that stable. So there's currently no theoretical underpinning or idea how you could really make a traversable wormhole that would allow you to travel. We looked whether the data that we have would be consistent with a wormhole, right? Maybe, you know, we are stupid. We are not smart enough. And so there are predictions how a wormhole, a traversable wormhole, would look like. And it would have a different size given the mass and the curvature of that space-time that we see. And it didn't match. So we are reasonably confident that what we see is an ordinary black hole, not a wormhole. We don't know whether it's rotating, though. And that's one of the next big questions. Can we find out how fast a black hole is rotating? Does it have a ring singularity? We would not be able to see the ring singularity in the very center, but we would see the effect of rotating space. Space would co-rotate with a black hole. It would drag matter with it. It would drag magnetic fields with it. And there are some indications that, you know, these powerful plasma jets that we see in the center of M87, there's this plasma shooting out, that this comes from, you know, partially at least, from the effect where magnetic fields are dragged along by the force of gravity, by empty space essentially, co-rotating with a black hole, and then shooting plasma out along the rotation axis with almost the speed of light. And we are not 100% certain yet that we can see that, that we can prove this, but it looks very promising. So that's one of the research topics of the coming years, actually. We need much better data to be really sure about this.
Okay, well, we are talking about science fiction, so let's talk about white holes. Some people claim that if you fall into a black hole, perhaps you're spewed out the other end as a white hole where the direction of time is reversed. So instead of falling in, you fall out, and that is a solution of Einstein's equations, but is it a realistic solution of Einstein's equations? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and we've been surprised quite often that something that looked very strange mathematically existed also existed then in the real nature, like the positron, antimatter, right? So you invent something like complex numbers, you know, what's the square root of minus one, and here comes the positron, and you find it in real nature. And so do white holes exist in the universe? And it's up to physicists and astrophysicists to tell. Mathematically, it's possible, but is it part of the real universe? That's a big question. And so far, we have not found any evidence that white holes exist, that they are out there in the universe. And so we will keep looking, but I'm not very optimistic. Maybe that's one of the mathematical unicorns that look nice on paper, but may not be existing in the real universe. But who knows?
Well, let's talk about yet another mathematical unicorn. Oh, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, our special guest has been Professor Heino Falkem. The book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. So, Professor Falkem, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for having me. I had a wonderful time here.
Okay, and once again, the book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And this is Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and pick up a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is it possible the string theory could be, quote, the theory of everything that unifies all the laws of nature into an equation no more than 1 inch long? Find out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did
did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.